As protests continue in Ukraine, Russia is accusing the United States of involving itself in Ukraine's internal affairs in the wake of a leaked conversation between a U.S. diplomat and a State Department official. Stefan Boss reports.
In published remarks, an advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the United States of funding Ukrainian rebels by as much as $20 million a day for weapons and other supplies. Sergei Klashev warned the Ukrainian government to put down what he called the attempted coup and said Russia may have to intervene under the terms of a 1994 agreement between the United States and Russia. He referred to the Budapest Memorandum, in which Ukraine agreed to turn over the nuclear arsenal on its soil, left over after the fall of the Soviet Union, of which Ukraine was a part until it dissolved in 1991. In return, the nuclear powers United States, United Kingdom and Russia pledged to respect the independence and the borders of Ukraine and their commitment to seek immediate United Nations Security Council action should Ukraine become a victim of an act of aggression. While Russia has accused the West of interference, the United States described as a new law in Russian tradecraft the posting on the YouTube website of a recording of a senior State Department official discussing plans for a new Ukrainian government with the U.S. ambassador in Kiev. The leaked recording was apparently dated from January 27th, when opposition leader Arseniy Yatsenyuk turned down President Yanukovych's offer to be prime minister. In the recording, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and Ambassador Geoffrey Piat agreed that another opposition figure, former boxing champion Vitaly Klitschko, should not be in the cabinet.
I don't think Klitsch should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in terms of him not going into the government, just let him sort of stay out and do his political homework and stuff. I'm just thinking in terms of sort of the process moving ahead, we want to keep the moderate Democrats together. The problem is going to be Tanibok and his guys. And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what Yanukovych is calculating on all of this.
The latest tensions resembling the Cold War came as Russian President Vladimir Putin prepared to open the Winter Olympics at Sochi, the first games in Russia since the Soviet Union hosted the 1980 summer edition. He was expected to meet the Ukrainian president in Sochi, possibly to discuss Viktor Yanukovych's plans for a new prime minister, plans on which billions in Russian aid depend. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.